BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. A second day of talks is getting underway in Japan, where leaders of the G7 group of countries are expected to issue a statement on a shared approach to China. US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the statement would reflect the desire for stable relations with Beijing.
We have had intensive consultations with our partners about how we approach that relationship in an effective and managed way. And over the last 2.5 years, I think that has resulted in a convergence that we did not see several years ago on the key issues. But it's not a cartoonish or one-dimensional policy. It is a multidimensional, complex policy for a complex relationship with a really important country.
On Friday, President Biden said Washington was prepared to give the go-ahead to train Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. It's not yet clear who will ultimately supply the aircraft, but the news was welcomed by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who called it historic. From Washington, our correspondent Gary O'Donoghue reports.
The US decision to allow the training to go ahead unlocks many of the legal barriers standing in the way of Ukraine getting the kind of air power it says it needs. Bit by bit, Ukraine is managing to persuade its friends to supply increasingly lethal weapons. First came sophisticated air defence systems, then tanks, and now it's increasingly looking as though modern combat aircraft will be next, though probably not in time for the long-awaited offensive aimed at pushing back Russian troops.
Ukrainian officials say the capital Kyiv has again been targeted by Russian drones. The authorities said air defences had been working, but some districts had been affected by falling debris. The roof of a building in a housing complex had caught fire. There have also been reports of 3 powerful explosions in Russian-occupied Mariupol. The exiled Mariupol City Council said initial information suggested the blast took place at the airport where Russian military personnel are located. Nebraska has become the latest U.S. state to limit abortion rights, despite loud protests by opponents who at one point had to be cleared from the gallery in the Capitol building. The Republican governor, Jim Pillen, is expected to sign the bill into law. Peter Bowes has the details.
The bill includes exceptions for medical emergencies when the mother's life is at risk and in cases of rape or incest, but most abortions will be made illegal after 12 weeks. The bill also bans what it calls gender-altering surgery and imposes restrictions on hormone therapy and drugs designed to pause puberty for transgender people under 19. Opponents condemned the measure as cruel and unconstitutional, while those in favour said it would protect unborn babies and teenagers from irreversible medical procedures they may later regret.
World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people in the Serbian capital Belgrade have been taking part in a protest against guns and violence. It's the third such rally since 2 mass shootings earlier this month left 18 people dead. Here's Guy Delaunay.
It looked like the largest rally so far. The protesters marched from Serbia's parliament and blocked 2 bridges across the River Sava, closing the main motorway into Belgrade. The attendance reflects widespread disenchantment with the government's response to the mass shootings earlier this month. An amnesty for unlicensed weapons has resulted in the surrender of thousands of guns, but protest leaders say that doesn't tackle the root causes of what they call a culture of violence. President Alexander Vučić has dismissed the protests as an opposition stunt.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen has said she will maintain the status quo of peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. Speaking in Taipei to mark her 7th anniversary in office, Ms. Tsai said Taiwan would neither provoke nor bow to Chinese pressure. She added that Taiwan would continue to play a strategic role in the global supply chain. Firefighters in Canada's Alberta province are on high alert as the region braces for the return of hot weather amid devastating wildfires that have been raging for weeks. A local official said strong winds, dry conditions and temperatures above seasonal levels were fueling fears of fresh flames. The authorities have closed local parks and people have been advised to postpone weekend plans. The American football legend Jim Brown has died at the age of 87. Widely regarded as one of the greatest players in the history of the National Football League, Brown shattered league records during his short career between the late 1950s and mid-1960s. He led the Cleveland Browns to their last NFL title in 1964 before retiring at the age of 30 to become an actor. BBC News.